Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalta Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norli Simai, as a schoolist for Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and before Shlomo Elio Ben Sora and Mordechai Ben Sora, with the Nishmas Malkuas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Elisha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manuach. Many people are concerned about the repercussions and ramifications of whatever elections results occur to our financial situation. The market didn't seem to like today the results of the election. There was a plunge of maybe, I heard, 600 points to the Dow. All things that really should be irrelevant to us, but this is the Teva Hamaduma, the imaginary natural world in which we live. So I thought that we would discuss a little bit money, wealth, parnosa, that type of a thing, and see if we can't get a little bit of insight. Now, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zohar Mefarnes. We know that the Mishnah says in at the end of Kiddushin, the umnes a person indulges in, the profession, the business, whatever, the trade, is not what's me'asher him. That's all totally in Tzchusim. That's all totally b'dei Shomayim. That's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Yet, there's a problem because there's a well-known Gemara in Nidah, the Fayin of the Days. And the Gemara says as follows. Ma yase odom v'yisasher. What should a person do to become rich? Good question. A lot of people would like to become rich. A lot of people would have loved to win the Powerball this whatever it was last week, this week. Omer lohem, yarbe bischoiro, the yisov yitein be'emuna. Should do a lot of schoiro, buy a lot of schoiro, a lot of goods to sell. You're going to have to do a lot of business if you want to get rich. And do it be'emuna. Do your business be'emuna. Yisov yitein be'emuna. Okay. They said to him, many people took that advice. They were marbe b'schoiro, they did a lot of business, a lot of schoiro they bought, and they did their business be'amuno with the ultimate integrity, and yet didn't help. They still didn't get rich. Elo, the Gemara says, is really another formula, a better formula, a more appropriate formula. Elo, Yevakesh rachamim emisha oishu shaloi. Rather, you should ask rachamim, beseech Hashem, the one who to whom wealth belongs, shenema lihakes v'liazov. Yeah. Hashem is the owner of everything. Hashem is the Zohar Mefarnes. Hashem is the paiseach es yodecho, you open your hand, and maspia lechol chayrot, so you satiate every living creature according to its unique desires. So that's what you should do. You should be misfollowed, mevakesh racham. So then the question is, why did he say to the oisik, my komashmalon, to hobeloi holoi sagi? Yeah, that the point is that my komashmalon, loma leila meima lehu yarbe be yeshiva. No, that's on the yarbe yeshiva, but that's on the previous Gemara, but this goes on the same thing. Why did he have to say yarbe be schoiro? All you have to do is be mevakesh rachamim. It means it's really not totally in the efforts that you put in. It's really not dependent on the ishtablus, but it's rather totally on tefillah, totally on schusim, be mevakesh rachamim, es rachamim Hashem. So the Gemara answers, you need both. It seems that it's totally on rachamim, because the Gemara didn't come off from the question, if it's totally on rachamim, then why does it say you should work and be marbe b'schoiro and yisov yitein be'emuna? Teretz says it is totally beracham, and the Gemara didn't change that. But there's a t'nai. The t'nai is you have to do ishtablus. So ishtablus is necessary. It's a mitzvah. It's a t'nai. But the ashirus is totally berachamim. Would seem the same as the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Except one thing. If we want to be marbevis ashirus, so why does the Mishnah, why does the Gemara say, Yarbe bischoiro? Ashiras is not totally in Yarba Vischoira. Ashiras is totally Berachamim. Ashiras is totally, the Gemara answers that. But the Mishnah, we know the Mishnah, the Gemara knew the Mishnah in Brochis, it's not the umnes that's me'asher the person, but that's totally in Rachamim, that's totally in Schusim. So why do you say Yarba Vischoira? What's going on over here? It should say, Yisum Yitim Be'amuna, should say, whatever, but not yet. And then the Gemara says, okay, yeah, it's totally in tefillah, but you also have a tnai of ishtablus. But why is that the ishtablus to be yarba bischoira? That's the schoira. And what was the Gemara's havamina? What was the Gemara even asking? Yarba bischoira, the Mishnah says beferish. It's not totally in the umnes. The yarba bischoira is not going to help you. So I noticed a very interesting thing. When we were bothered by this question, we notice that on the side of the Gemara, in the Hagoyes HaGroa, the Groa on this thing says, Yarba Bischera, Nimchak. Those words were erased. According to the Girsa of the Groa, according to the Groa's reading of the text, it doesn't say Yarba Bischera. It says, if you wish to become rich, do your business be'emuna. And Yarav Ischera do a lot of Ischera, a lot of Ishtadlus, buy a lot of Ischera. They're going to erase that. And the question then becomes, if you're not doing business, how are you Marbe, how are you Yasek V'yite, Yisav V'yite Be'emuna? The Teretz says, I would dare to say, maybe, B'toiras Ulai, but that's the that would be the only Pshat I could imagine, is that the what it should say is, it doesn't say Yarba Bischera, but Yisav Yitin Be'emuna means, of course, you have to do business. The Gemara was saying, you got to be Mishtadl, because it says, Zevelo Zevelo Sagi, it said, tonight you have to be Mishtadl. And if you're not Mishtadl in business, you can't be Yisav Yitin Be'emuna. Yisav Yitin means do your business Be'emuna. Deal with integrity. I'm not dealing. So how do I deal with integrity if I'm not dealing? Teres says, of course, but don't be Marba Bischera. Because it's only the umnes that's going to make you rich. You add more schayra, more ishtalus, more business, more business, more business, day, night, again, again, day and night, weekends, this, never a stop, never a break, never time to learn, never time to do anything. That is not the way. That's not going to bring ashiros. That's irrelevant. The goyin is nimchak. He takes that out. A person has to do some ishtalus. And if he's doing ishtalus in business, he has to be yisav yitin be'emunah. And it's all about the schusim, not about the intense hishtablus. And then the Gemara asks, many people tried that, it didn't work. But it says you also have to have rachamim, and it seems from the Gemara that rachamim is the ikir, tefillah and bitochon and schusim is the ikir, and yasek, be whatever he's yosek in business to a certain extent, is just a tnai. There should be a base kibbutz, there should be something for the brocha, to be chal upon a person is mechuyav in ishtablus. But it could very well be that what does it mean to do your business with integrity? What is the most critical ingredient to help us to do business with integrity and not be tempted to do anything inappropriate? And that is bitochen. Because if I have bitochen in Hashem, nothing to worry about. I'm not going to do anything inappropriate. I'm not going to do anything except be'emunah. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do anything. Why? Habitochem Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. It's totally in Hashem. Therefore, I'm doing my business be'emunah. So ultimately, it comes down that business, parnosa, is totally not in the ishtadlus. Yes, there is an inyan of ishtadlus. Don't be marbe b'schoira, the goyin says. Of course, there has to be some business today that the brocha should be chal. And in that business that you do, be neisim and neisim be'emuna, do it be'emuna with integrity, have bitochon that Hashem controls it all, Hashem will help you, and it has nothing to do with what you do. It's really all a gift from Hashem. And to realize that we have to do tefillah and bitochon and ishtadlus, but it's not really totally in that. That was what I would think might be the lesson from this, and I think that should be our attitude to parnosa. In fact, the Medrash says that parnosa is even greater than geula, because by geula it says hamalach ha-goyisi. Sometimes Hashem does geula; he brings redemption through an angel. Parnosa, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is metapel himself, Shenemar puiseach es yodecho. You open your hand, umasbia, and you satiate b'chol chayrosi. Which means that not only do we rely on Hashem for our parnosa, not only do we turn to Hashem to ask for parnosa, and not only do we want to develop bitochem for parnosa, not only do we not want to be marbe bischeira to go overboard with hishtadlus because it's really all toy in Hashem and that's just a tnai. It's just a tnai that we have to do hishtadlus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the Zonu Mefarnis, he's the Zonu Mefarnis miyodo yakdusha borchovo. He does it himself. Paiseach es yodecho. If we think about that, Parnosa is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on Rosh Hashanah, Atzil, and Yom Kippur. Parnosa is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers every day by Paiseach es yodecho umasbia. The whole chayrosin, and that, in truth, was the lesson of the man. That was the lesson of the man. That the man was a direct gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day in the Midbar, and that's the lesson that we should learn. And when the time of Yirmiyahu Rashi brings this, when the Klal Yisrael was a little bit shaky in the commitment to Limud HaTorah, and Yirmiyahu was mechiach and took out the tzinsenes hamon, the jar of the man that they saved by the Orem. And he said to them, what sustained your fathers in the middle of 40 years? So I remember my father asked the question. He says, he would say, Rabbeinu Yirmiyahu, give us money, we'll also be able to sit and learn. But we have to work for a living. Teres says, no, the man is the symbol of how Panosa really works. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Paiseach es yodecho umasbia. Especially in times like this, when there's from time to time and maybe regularly new waves of fear in terms of Parnosa, let's just remember where it's all at, what it's all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zona Mefarnis. We should take a bizeicha that we should have atzlocha in Parnosa. We should hear psuras tovas and the whole matzav. Social, economic, and political should be in favor of the Klal Yisrael to our benefit.